Listening Library presents Crown of Thunder by Tochi Onyebuchi. Read for you by Prentice Oniyemi. Chapter 1. The setting sun cuts ribbons of red and blue across the sky. Night's on its way, which means so are the Inisisa sent to kill us. The rebels say that after I peeled back the shadows of that boar, that sin beast I called forth from myself, I passed out. Makes sense that I don't remember it, but it makes it all harder to believe. Not remembering makes it easier to question things, to wonder if it's all really true. Maybe I never called forth my own sin, the sin that turned into a sin beast that glowed. Maybe the battle at the palace was a dream. Maybe I could say the same for the Arashi that flew out of the sky and set the city of Kos, my city, on fire. Maybe I dreamed up Princess Karima's betrayal too, and Bo's. It's easy to wish things were different. It's hard. It feels impossible even to go back and make things better. I'm right on a cliff's edge, and valley spreads about beneath me. There's more green down there than I've ever seen in my entire life, so different from the browns and reds, of course. Whenever I close my eyes, I see those streets, and I see the jewels of Gemtown sparkling in the sun, threatening to blind you if you look at them directly. I see Kosians wandering that part of the forum where jewelers sold their wares, everyone in bright colored robes and wraps, shouting to be heard over one another.